Well, you're listening to The Sports Wrap here on 5AA. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to turn our attention to football now. And one of the big topics, I think, surrounding players these days is what they do post-football. Now, for some players, their destiny is somewhat set. They've had a successful career and they can walk into a media job or they can become an assistant coach. But for a lot of players, there's a great unknown. They've spent their life preparing for their careers and not so much for life afterwards. So what does happen? Well, someone we've got on the show today is going to talk about that. We've got Brent Lehman joining me on the show, and he's founded a really exciting program called Improve Me, and he joins me on the line this morning. Brent, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Tom. Thanks for your interest.
Yeah, no, tell us about this, because it's a program that's designed to help players that are coming out of the game. What's it all about, this program, Improve Me?
Tom, it's all about trying to help athletes, not just AFL footballers, around the preparation for when that inevitable time comes and they've got to move on to life after sport. It's just a fact that they all have to face it at some point in time. If we invest in trying to understand improving where they're at and get them to get a deeper understanding of what their strengths are as individuals, we can start to map opportunities for them whilst they're still playing, and then make sure that that transition into life after sport is as smooth as possible.
Because, Brent, this is something that affected you. You're a very promising footballer, and at age 19, something happened to you that cut your career short. So this is something where you can draw on personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. It was a long time ago now, but getting involved in those elite or pre-elite junior programs when you're on a pathway to a certain destination, when all of a sudden you get confronted with a medical diagnosis, which meant that I was immediately retired at the age of 19, makes you sit and wonder and think about what might have been, but also you need to get on with your life at the same time. So for a lot of people, you don't ask for these diagnoses, but you have to deal with it and you have to be better prepared for it. And from the experience that I went through, I started to get really passionate about helping others. And first got involved with the Fremantle Dockers to help one of their guys work through a very similar diagnosis that I had, to try and help him prepare for life after sport whilst at the same time see if we could manage a way where he could get continuity with his playing career.
Because that's a great point. I imagine, Brent, there's a lot of athletes, and whilst they know their careers can't last forever, they might be cut short, it might end more prematurely than they expect, or maybe they haven't prepared. So when that inevitability comes, I've got to sort something out, it can really hit some players. And I'm sure you found that when you were setting up this program.
Very much so. There's in all forms of professional and elite sport, there's so much focus and dedication on the craft to get it right and to be the best that they can be. Sometimes what happens outside of that in terms of looking beyond their actual playing career can be missed. And this is what we try and deal with and get people to understand that it's not just about the preparation for life after sport. If you actually go through the process properly and get a deep understanding of what your strengths are as a person and how you can apply them in an off-field sense, essentially creating another identity, what we've found through the process we go through is athletes actually become better and their on-field performance can improve dramatically as well, because they've got so much balance in their life in terms of the on and off field capacity.
I was going to ask you, is that been the overwhelming feedback you've had from athletes and players, is that they're embracing this kind of activity?
Yeah, most definitely. There's a lot of them that are ahead of the curve and others that need to catch up to the curve. But overwhelmingly, there's a recognition that something needs to be done. And there's a willingness to get involved and want to see what the next destination for them might look like, because we're starting to develop enough information that can really quantify the improvement in their on-field performance.
And Brent, I know you've got a lot of good people working with you on this, including former Geelong star Tom Lonergan.
Yeah, Tom's been an incredible advocate for this program. He was one of the very first people that went through the program when I first got involved with the Geelong Football Club with him. His story is incredible. Everyone really knows it from the injury and the incident that took place on field. But what a lot of people probably don't get to see is the work ethic that he has, the attitude towards his professional development outside of the game, his commitment to his education and his improvement, and ultimately how that contributed to the longevity of his career, and which is where he ultimately became a premiership footballer.
Well, Brent, in an age where mental health we know is so important, programs like this are doing great things, and it's a fantastic service that you're giving for not just AFL footballers, but for athletes across the country. Fantastic stuff. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and good luck with it moving forward.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tom. I really appreciate it.